Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is wrong with our healthcare system? Why is it that the United States, the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, doesn't seem to be able to take care of its citizens who are in need of able and competent medical assistance? Much of it has to do with incompetency and with greed. Let me give you a few examples which I am personally familiar with. When my father was over here several years ago, he came down with a middle ear infection. But the doctor he went to over here didn't diagnose it as such. He just gave him a pill. And only when he went back to Germany was he diagnosed with the sickness he was suffering from. I know of one person who was transferred to the hospital. He actually turned out to have a problem with an ulcer. But the hospital took I don't know how many days to figure that one out. And then when he was released, he got a bill for over $60,000. And everything imaginable was placed on that bill. There was no way to verify those particular figures at all. I know of another case, a young girl who was sent to the hospital. The doctors never found out what was wrong with her. She was there for many weeks. And when she finally was released, healed, because people prayed for her, the doctors still didn't know what was wrong. And then you can only imagine the bill she received. There are many examples like that. I know of a person who was diagnosed by one doctor with a particular sickness. She didn't believe that, so she went to another one. He said, oh, no, you're not suffering from that, but I don't know what you're suffering from. So let's have some tests done. And so one test after another was administered. They all came back negative, which meant the doctors didn't know what was wrong. And then the doctor said, okay, we can do this particular procedure, and this might tell me, or it might not tell me, what's wrong with you, but it will cost you in excess of $3,000. Now, the person didn't have that kind of insurance. The only insurance she could afford was one which gave her some kind of emergency assistance in case she had to go to the hospital. So she said, no, well, I don't have that kind of money. And then the doctor said, okay, in this case, we will charge you $500. If you had been insured, we would have charged the insurance companies in excess of $3,000. Do I have to say more? You know, if you have a small business, if you're running a small business, you cannot afford to have insurance for your employees. The premiums are just too high. When you hear politicians tell you that everybody should have health insurance and everybody should have the same kind of health insurance members of Congress or the Senate have, that's laughable. That's ridiculous. That's nonsense. That's not realistic. And they know it. The only way to do it, perhaps, would be to come in as a state and to regulate the premiums these insurance companies charge you with. But can you believe that kind of an outcry? Well, that would do. And I can already see the claim of those insurance companies to be bailed out, because now they are going into bankruptcy. You see, the whole concept of bailing out banks was a total nonsense. As I said so many times before on these programs, it hasn't availed anything. And now, one of the most famous international investors, Jim Rogers, just recently said that all the major American banks are bankrupt. Let me repeat that. He said that all the major American banks are already bankrupt. And now, as I speak today, it was announced that President Bush has authorized a loan of in excess of $17 billion for the auto industry, for two out of the three. And again, Paul Krugman, who was the most recent Nobel Prize recipient for economics, said that all these auto industry companies will be gone in a very few years from now, even less that long, for a reason only he can understand. He said it's too good to bail them out. But you see, what we are seeing is just to prolong the agony. It's not a cure. It cannot be a cure. And so the question again I'm going to ask is why? Why is it that we are in such terrible mess that our people cannot afford health insurance? Or why are we seeing the prosperity of this country to go down in such a hurry? Well, you know, God told ancient Israel that if they would turn away from him, that they would think that the prosperity which God had given them actually was because of their own making. God said, I will take it away from you. And this is exactly what happened in ancient Israel. That is exactly what's happening today. I still hear people talk about the American way of life, and we Americans will be able to handle those problems, and God doesn't seem to be in the picture. And the same is true for the health insurance and health system, because we are trusting in men. We are trusting in doctors, who in most cases are incapable of telling us what's wrong with us when we go to them. If we are lucky, really lucky, we might find a doctor who knows. But in most cases, they don't. And then they charge you extraordinary amounts of money to pay for their quote-unquote services. God said to ancient Israel when he brought them out of Egypt, if you do what's pleasing to me, if you follow my commandments, then I will not allow any of the sicknesses to come upon you which I brought on Egypt. Because he said, I am your God who heals you. I am your God, your doctor, if you please. Jesus Christ healed many people when he was here on this earth. And we read in the book of Isaiah that by his stripes, by the fact that he accepted the torture and the pain and the suffering inflicted upon him, through his sacrifice, we are healed. And in the book of James, you read that when we are sick, we can come to God, ask the elders of the church to anoint us with oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit of power, and that the prayer of faith shall lift us up, and that we should pray for one another so that we may be healed. Now, of course, there are conditions attached. James is saying that if you have a problem with your neighbor, you reconcile with him first. Jesus Christ says that if you know that your brother has something against you, you leave your sacrifice, your offering at the altar, you go and reconcile with your brother first, and then you can come and bring your sacrifice. Peter says that we must be sure to reconcile with our mate so that our prayers are not hindered, because otherwise our prayers for healing even might not reach God in the sense we wanted to. But the bottom line is, if we continue to trust in men in their feeble attempts to solve problems which they are incapable of doing, then we will go further and further down as a nation, as a country, and individually. Do you believe that if God chooses not to heal you, for whatever reason, maybe not yet, that then a doctor can? Absolutely not. Now, sometimes God may not heal you right away, because he wants to test your patience. He wants to test your faith. He wants to see whether you are actually really willing to trust and rely on him, rather than relying on doctors who might not be able at all to tell you what's wrong with you, but charging you an awful lot of money. There was an example in the New Testament where an old lady who had suffered from a certain sickness for many, many years, and no doctor could help her, but she spent all her fortune, all her money on those doctors. She came to Christ, and Christ healed her from her sickness. But we have to do our part. But I tell you, my friends, it's not to go to hospitals and doctors and try to have them figure out what's wrong with you. Go to God first and ask him for healing and ask him for his intervention and put your trust in him for your health and for your prosperity. We have prepared two booklets which you can read online. Just go to standingwatch.org, or you can ask for a free copy of both of them. These booklets deal with prosperity and they deal with your health and your sickness. One has to do with tithing, the other one has to do with sickness. Just ask for the booklets on tithing and on sickness, and we'll be happy to send them to you free of charge without any obligation, no follow-up, no request for money. So thanks very much for watching today. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.